As a young boy, when did you think you wanted to emulate what your father did?
Well, I don't know if I ever emulated what Dad did. We took somewhat different paths, and we had different areas. He always said I knew it more about Oklahoma than he did, which I don't think is true. But certainly I covered the state. We both have been in every county seat in Oklahoma, and I've written stories from almost every county. But I remember in the ninth grade, we had to do an occupational thing. Well, I did it on being police reporter, because I used to go down on Saturday mornings when I was a young teen and watch them run all the people through police court and so on. I always found that fascinating. Then I used to go and throw the switches to let trains in and out of Tulsa at the switch tower. The guy that ran the switch tower would let me throw the switches to let passenger trains and other things through town. And because there were a lot of steps at the switch tower, he loved to have me go down and hand out the orders to the freight trains as they came through. You know, stand there and hand them with a forked stick, and they'd grab the orders off. And that was 50 yards from the Ape's Nest, which was probably the worst den of iniquity in Tulsa, where you could get a guy killed for $25.
Was that a bar?
Oh, no, it was everything. A gambling den, drugs, whiskey, everything. It was at that T-junction of Archer and Greenwood. It's long since been torn down. It was an education just watching who went in and out of that. I used to ride with cops from time to time. I can remember kicking in drug dealers' doors at 4 in the morning with the cops, which is another way the police really trusted the Tribune, because we had reporters out on about 5 of those. I just happened to be on one. I went in with Lynn Jones, who became one of the first women to really rise high in the police department.
So that was as a teenager?
No, this was when I was an editor,
yeah,
actually. But they trusted us enough. This was a major operation that had to be carried out everywhere simultaneously. So we had reporters following the cops right through the door. And it's interesting because you never know quite what's going to be there.
Perhaps in those cases, you were scooping the Tulsa World many times.
Yeah, yeah.
And those kind of things.
And I had a lot of interesting experiences. I went down to the deepest face of the deepest coal mine in Oklahoma, 1,600 feet underground, to do a story on the guys that worked down there and the dangerous work. I've gone out on manhunts and flown with the Air Guard, bombing Arkansas, which is good exercise.
And bombing Arkansas.
Yeah, they have a bombing range over there near Fort Smith. They come in and drop the bombs and then pull 4 G's coming out of it. There are a few places I've been that my insurance agent shouldn't know about. Like the Middle East, I interviewed one guy one night who was #2 terrorist in the world. I was with several other journalists. We met in a dark room because this guy moves every hour. And we interviewed some people who are in the anti-Arafat PLO, and when you go down into their bunker, you go past a couple of teenagers with AK-47s guarding the door. I've been underneath the DMZ in a tunnel the North Koreans dug, not for exercise.
And you wrote stories from military.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Tribune would often have staff-written stories from many, many countries.
Right. One decade, I just got ambitious and went back and counted, and we had, I think, 60 countries that staff members had written stories from. Even Dick Jones, who was not a born writer, I mean, he was head of the Southern Newspaper Publishers and the Bureau of Advertising and the vice president of the Associated Press. But Dick was a businessman. He went to China, one of the first Americans to get into China, went in with Lindblad. He wrote his impressions. Dick was, as I said, not a trained writer, but he was a great people person and a great observer of people and of life. So he dumped 90 triple-spaced pages on my desk and said, here, fix these up. So it took a certain amount of hatcheting and clefting and putting leads and summarizing or wrapping up a story at the end. But Dick's observations were so good about everything from watching an operation where they use the needles instead of an antiseptic, to greeting school kids, to the fact that you could never throw anything away in China. He'd had a soiled baseball cap and an empty ballpoint pen, and he'd try to hide them in trash bins and so on, and invariably somebody would come running out to the bus waving his hat or his pen and say, Mr. Jones, you forgot. So he had just some great things. Well, anyway, we ran that series because it was such an eye-opener. He got tremendous credit for that. So thereafter, every trip he took, he wrote at least one story and would bring it to me to edit.